Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on something that Mark of the SAC brought up and also Gene of Eau Claire today on the show, and that is Voss is expanding the investigation. This is this crooked pretend investigation of the 2020 election. It's already been investigated and audited a number of times. But here's the deal. Here's what happened. Right from the get-go, Donald Trump has threatened people around the country in the Republican Party if they don't do what he calls forensic audits, which is a fake word. Forensic, for instance, a forensic accountant or forensic anything, typically are people, professionals, for instance, an accountant or a forensic medical inquiry that's looking for their legal aspects of it, for crime, that kind of thing. And so they, by just putting that word on it, make it look like there's something wrong with the 2020 election, which there was not. The Republican Party is a party that exists to spread disease and fraud. That's all they exist for anymore. And so here's what's happened here. Voss, he's a sly, shifty sort. Shy. You don't really see Voss, and suddenly hear a rustle in the tall grass and a rattle, and out comes Voss. But he was smart enough to realize, you know, this is Wisconsin. This is not Arizona. And if he goes around roughing up people in old age homes on how they voted, that's going to be a very poor thing and not well received in this state. No, not at all. So what he did is he initially did what he thought was sort of a fake compliance, hired this Gableman, served one term in the state Supreme Court. They get 10-year terms, believe it or not. Couldn't run again, couldn't win. And so they hired him and three cops, one of whom had worked for the Republican Party before. Gableman in Serb Hall, in a rally, attended a pro-Trump rally in November, I think it was in Serb Hall, in Milwaukee, and said, quote, a stolen election would be systematically unjust. And he's the guy in charge of this thing. And the cops, at least two of the former cops who were hired, quit. And Voss had set aside roughly 70 grand of your money, your taxpayer money. So you tell me, did you pay 70 grand in taxes next year to the state? I doubt it. Have you paid 70 grand in taxes to the state over time? I don't know. Maybe you have. Maybe you'd like to see that go into Gableman's pocket. A couple of cops who, retired cops who used to work for the Republican Party. I don't. Well, now, Voss said, we've got to expand it because he's taking heat from the Trump types. So he goes, all right, now Gableman has a much bigger budget, whatever he wants. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Gableman wants more investigators, half dozen, dozen. He gets them. And Gableman has said, I want to find out how voting machines work. Oh, really? I'm going to grab the voting machines. You know something? That happened in Pennsylvania, that happened in Arizona. And they have to buy new voting machines. Once you meet it, you turn that over to a cyber ninja audit type thing. That's a crooked deal. Those voting machines are tainted forever. But what the Republicans are going to do is try to make people turn over their voting machines to Gableman and these former officers who work for the Republicans. And then they're going to go, okay, you want new ones, buy them yourself. So what? Ladysmith's going to buy new voting machines? Monroe and Greene County is going to buy new voting machines? Rusk County is for Ladysmith? Are you kidding me? Keewaskum, Washington County is going to do that? And then they go, we'll use the old ones. Well, what are these little things dangling there? Boy, I don't know what that's all about. And then people are going to go to court. The Republican Party is a purveyor of fraud. Going to the lines. Bill of Economwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. On Gableman and Voss, it's going to cost a lot more than 70 grand. I'll tell you why. You've got all these people taking time from doing their job and spending an investigation, and then he's going to expand it. You know that. You could put the tag on easily a couple million by the time that guy gets what he wants. But remember, we had one impeachment. They stonewalled it, they trashed the FBI, and they hugged Putin and said, Putin's right, FBI's wrong. Second impeachment, they stonewalled it again, same darn thing, trashing anybody who gets in their way. Then they lose the election, stonewall that investigation, and trash anybody who gets in their way. And if that's not enough, the Capitol Hill terrorist attack, again, stonewalling, calling it tourism. Can we call Antifa tourists too when there's a riot? Can we call all this other stuff tourism? These people are so full of you-know-what, and you said it best, the purveyors of fraud. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. No, you really hit the, and you're absolutely right. It is going to be more than 70 grand. 70 grand was what Voss thought it was going to be, like the going through the motions type thing. Gableman can hire a dozen people. He can hire them full time. You're already paying out there, everybody, millions for the gerrymander. It's been held up through the Court of Appeals, but the state Supreme Court just took it up, and they are going to permit it. And so that's how your tax money is being spent by the Republican Party to engender fraud. Now, the other thing is, with Gableman, you're going to see retired police officers come around showing badges in Madison, in Milwaukee, and elsewhere, any Democratic county. They're not going to do it in Waukesha County. They're not going to do it in Washington and Ozaukee counties that went Republican, or Green Lake County, whatever. They're going to do it in Democratic counties, maybe Brown County, and they're going to demand, turn over your voting machines. What? You want to know where they're going to go? None of your business. I'll come back and some guy will take a screwdriver to them and, oh, these are good voting machines now. You can use those. Yes, sir. Next time. Go to court. Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette, Evers administration is going to say you can't use them. They're going to go to court to see if the Republican Supreme Court will overturn that. And if you can't use them, okay. Kewaskum, Monroe, Wisconsin Rapids, Ladysmith, Marinette, Mellon, all you people. You want yourself some good spanking new voting machines? Good for you. Go buy them out of your local property taxes. That's what's going on. And I'll tell you what, Bill of Economwalk is absolutely right. This isn't going to be 70 grand. It's not even going to be a couple hundred grand. You can hire a whole passel of former police officers who'll scare people, go around the state. You know, they're going to go to poll workers and they're going to go to polling areas and clerks and scare the bejesus out of them. Make them seem like something bad happened. Next time you better be careful. Don't mail this. Don't explain this. Don't do this. Try to wiggle the margin down. What has to happen is that the electorate has to wake up to this. Everybody listening to this has got to wake up to it. Some of you are Democrats, and you're going to vote Democratic anyway, but many of you independents are Republicans. It's not a question of partisanship or, you know, well, you're a conservative Republican or a liberal Democrat or all that. This is a question of America. This is a question of Trump and Ron Johnson saying that they don't trust the FBI and the CIA, but they trust Putin. Putin's a murderer, a thief. Putin was once a communist, always a communist. This guy, now he's an autocrat and a thief. But before that, he was a communist and an autocrat and a thief. Deputy mayor of St. Petersburg, colonel in the KGB, nickname was the Moth. Very sneaky individual, very sneaky individual. So we got to restore the integrity of our government. I want to see the integrity of the Republican Party restored. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, these people, some of them, and, you know, Brian Hagedorn on the Supreme Court. When push comes to shove in terms of preserving our democracy and upholding a democratic election, they did it. A lot of respect for that, even though I'm not going to agree with them on every issue. But that said, something's got to be done. And now this goon squad's going to go around. Mark of the Sack pointed out, well, don't turn it over to them. Make them see a subpoena, then turn it over the local DA to oppose it. If the local DA is a Republican, turn it over however you can. Turn it over, frankly, to the Democratic Party to oppose it, and the ACLU, to somebody who's willing to go to court and say, we're not going to turn over voting machines and original presidential ballots because it's prohibited by law other than to certified people. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we had Jeannie from Eau Claire call in again, but we're observing the only one call rule. So, but Jeannie wanted me to pass on a question that she had that kind of extends from this conversation. She wanted to know if all of these funds for, say, this probe, say, for defending the gerrymandered maps, are those written into the budget, or how do the Republicans pay for it? Like, we understand they're taxpayer funded, but where's that money coming from?
Right, Gene, that's an excellent question. Here's the answer. When they control the assembly, okay, and Voss does, and they control the state Senate, what they do is they have already set up a budget in the budget bill, and this is unremarkable in most circumstances. There's some money that's used to run the assembly, to hire clerks, you know, to hire this one, to hire that one. Each of the members of the assembly has a at least one staffer. Committee chairmen have more than that, and so forth. So that money is already allocated, and it's at the discretion of the Republican majority, which means that's the discretion of Robin Voss, is what it amounts to. And Robin Voss can simply allocate some of that money to staffing clerical things, in this case, gerrymandering. And in this, and it's a lot of money too. But remember, we have a 70 some odd billion dollar biennial budget. It keeps going up. Pretty soon it'll be 80 or 90 billion or more. And out of that, you know, you have millions that are allocated for running the legislature, already allocated, so he can take it. My view is, first of all, he shouldn't be permitted to do this at all. Do not turn, anybody out there who's a clerk, do not turn over original voting machines, original presidential ballots to anybody other than our own Secretary of State or certified people who are supposed to count this stuff. It's against federal law, until it's presented to a judge fairly, okay? I mean, it's as simple as that. Don't just get intimidated. But secondly, I don't care if Gableman comes in. I was a Supreme Court justice. Really, you were, huh? How come you no longer are? You aren't anything. I don't care what you were in the past. I don't care what you were in the past. There's a good reason why you're no longer it. But the second thing is, if they're going to try to do this, at least use Republican money out of their campaign account. Let the donors pay for it and then beat them in court. They're using your money. It's already been allocated for the legislature in the budget. And obviously people like Evers will sign off on the budget. They do hire clerks. They do hire staff. They do hire secretaries. They do all this stuff. There's a big pool of money and it's discretionary how it goes. And Voss is pulling the strings. So tell your Republican friends, you like your money being spent on this? Bunch of guys walking around the state trying to intimidate clerks. Are you kidding me? Intimidate poll workers? Ask people who they voted for. This is Wisconsin. This is in Arizona. Stand up to these guys. Stand up to them. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.